You're listening to SBS News.
It's the worst flooding that Australia has seen in years. The country's East Coast summer has been dominated by the La Nina climate pattern, typically associated with greater rainfall. But this deluge of heavy rain has caused life-threatening flash floods throughout parts of northern New South Wales and southeast Queensland. Towns and suburbs have been submerged, with some residents stranded on rooftops and others canoeing through the streets to flee their homes to evacuation centres. Roads and schools have been closed and trains are cancelled. The Bureau of Meteorology's Diana Eadie says that while the rain is now easing for Queenslanders, the danger posed by significant flooding was only still unfolding.
The most intense rain has now eased for large parts of southeast Queensland. The threat continues for far southern parts of the Gold Coast area and the scenic rim. That really intense rain is now shifting into northeast New South Wales and easing for much of southeast Queensland. That being said, the risk for significant flooding is still very real.
Eight people have already been killed in Queensland, lost in rushing waters. The latest death announced was a Gold Coast man in his 50s. He, along with his dog, died when their car was swept away in torrential rain at about 3 a.m. The vehicle had been driven 30 to 40 metres into floodwaters and couldn't be located by emergency services. Another 59-year-old man drowned in Brisbane's north after he tried to cross a flooded creek on foot and was pinned against a fence. A search continues for a solo sailor in his 70s who fell overboard from his vessel in the Brisbane River near the city centre on Saturday. Queensland Police Deputy Commissioner Steve Golshevsky pleading for people to evacuate and stay away from the floodwaters.
There's 51,000 places without customers without power. A lot of that has been turned off because it's such a dangerous environment where we've got floodwaters. People should not go into floodwaters. They should not go into floodwaters. They should wait till the floodwaters recede before they go into it, irrespective of whether it's home or not. It's been disappointing, and we're seeing imagery all the time, thank you, media publishing it, of people in boats, on surfboards, on kayaks, going into floodwaters because they think it's a bit of a lark. It is not a lark. Let the authorities do what they've got to do, do the assessments, and keep yourself safe and stay out of floodwaters.
Almost 750 millimetres of rain has fallen in Brisbane since Thursday. The flooding in the Queensland capital and its surrounds is the worst since 2011, when the city of 2.6 million people was inundated by what was described as a once-in-a-century event. The Brisbane River reached a peak of 3.8 metres this morning, which is below the 4.46 recorded in 2011, following Cyclone Tasha. State disaster authorities have now declared Brisbane and Gympie disaster zones. Emergency crews made more than 100 swift water rescues after receiving 8,000 calls since Sunday afternoon. William Elliott is an architect based in the Brisbane suburb of Paddington. He says he had never expected to see the city flood again.
We always said it'll never flood in Brisbane again. I think after last time, I think after the flood inquiries and the dam levels, I think we all just sort of thought a lot of things have happened, a lot of work's happened in the background that there's no chance it can do that again. But sure enough, it's done it.
The state's Premier, Anastasia Palaszczuk, says we're seeing different patterns of water flow this time around.
What happened here was that everyone expected the conditions to ease, but they didn't. And this rain bomb stayed over the entire southeast, and it had a big impact on the catchments and the streams and everything that went into the southeast of our state. Now, that is unpredictable. No one, not even the Bureau, saw that coming. It has been fast and it has been furious and it has had a big impact.
There's now a high alert for the Mary, Logan and Albert Rivers, as well as the town of Dalby on the Western Downs. South of the Queensland border in northern New South Wales, evacuation orders were issued for several towns, including Lismore, which is bracing for its worst flooding on record, its downtown completely inundated. Hundreds of people across the region have been left stranded for hours on rooftops amid the crisis, as state and federal emergency services struggle to access impacted areas. Lismore resident Elma Hancock is one of 15,000 people who evacuated the area.
We are totally and utterly exhausted. We've been standing in water up to my armpits for hours. My house got flooded. I walked over to my daughters, we're on the same property. Her house then got flooded. Took about 2 hours from me leaving my home and the water just rushing in. And then it took 2 hours and we had over a metre of water in my daughter's house. We packed up everything from my house and then packed up her house. We've got 2 cats and a 13-year-old grandchild and we're just totally exhausted.
Lismore is no stranger to flooding, but residents say this time is different, calling the deluge catastrophic. This local woman who was rescued from her flood-submerged home says she's never seen anything like it.
I'm waiting for my parents and my mum, my brother, my dad and 2 dogs. Yeah, I live in South. I've never seen it like this ever. Like, it's in our second story and it's never done that.
One resident described being rescued from the balcony of a local property as like jumping off the Titanic, as a man piggybacked her elderly friend into a fishing boat. This Lismore resident has been camping on his parents' roof since his home was submerged.
I spoke to the SES and the police and they told me to get as high as I could go, so I went up into the manhole in the roof, into the attic, and stayed up there for a couple of hours, and then the water started to come into the house. So I was on the phone to my best mate and he said, mate, you got to get out of there, because if you don't get out now and something happens, you're never going to get out. So one of the neighbours was driving around in his boat helping people, so I just got to lift up to my mum and dad's and they were on the roof, and we've been camped up on the roof there since about 6 o'clock this morning, 5 o'clock this morning.
The Australian Defence Force has now been called in to assist with rescues, as countless residents call out on social media and to SES for urgent help. The New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet warning the worst is not yet over.
We are seeing unprecedented flooding, particularly in northern New South Wales, and we expect that flooding to get worse. Many would have seen distressing images of survival, and there are many distressing reports, particularly around the Lismore area, of people who are isolated and currently stranded. And I want to make it clear that we are doing everything we can to provide help and support as quickly and as safely as possible.
Tina Quinn, SBS News.